Shavua Tov Mivorach. Today's daf is daf Mem Dalet, daf 44. We left off on Mem Gimel Amud Bet 43b, five lines from the bottom of the page, second word on the line. Vechen beven o bevat. So the Gemara says, Tanura Banan. We Tanura Baraita. The Pasuk says, O benigach o batigach. It says if it was a boy or a girl that was gored. So the Gemara says, Lechayev ala ktanim kegdonim. To make one liable on a katan, just like you would be liable on a gadol, for goring a gadol. So the Gemara says, "Valo dinu." You can say that logically. Why? Ho'il v'chiyev adam be'adam. When it's one person killing another person, there's liability. V'chiyev shor be'adam. And when an ox gores a person, there's liability. Makesh shechiyev adam be'adam lo shna ben ktanim l'gdolim. Just like when a person gores, kills another person, doesn't matter, child or adult. So too, when an ox gores a person, doesn't matter whether it's a child or an adult. Oh, then not only that, not only with logic, but kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer. Uma adam be'adam, just like a person killing a person, shelo asabu ktanim kegdolim. You don't say that a child who kills someone is the same thing as an adult who kills someone, chiyev bo ala ktanim kegdolim, but you say that if you kill a child, it's the same thing as killing an adult. I mean, the Almud, Shor be'adam, an ox who kills a person, she'asavo ktanim kegdolim, that you say that an ox, child or adult, doesn't make a difference. They killed a person, they killed a person. And no din she'chiyev ala ktanim kegdolim, is it not all the more so that you'd be liable for killing a child just like you'd be liable for killing an adult? So the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Im amarta adam be'adam, if you say a person to a person killing a person, she'ken chiyev ba'arba dvarim. Over there, there's the four things. Right, Nezek Tsar, Shevet, and Ripui. So you have the four liabilities. Tomar b'shor, she'no chayav arba dvarim. Would you say the same thing by an ox? That you're not liable, if an ox scores, you're not liable for the four things. So Tamu Lomar, that's why the Pasuk says, Oben igach, obat igach, lechayev al ktanim kegdolim. First lesson is to teach us that a person would be liable if his ox gored a child, just like he would be liable if his ox gored an adult. We're on the Amud Aleph, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. That's only with a mu'ad animal. How do we know a calm animal is the same din? So the Gemara says dinu, we can learn logically. We said you're liable for killing a male or female or a child, male or female. Just like for male and female. It doesn't matter whether the animal is tam and mu'ad, you're liable. So too, for a child, doesn't make a difference whether it was tam or muad. The Gemara says, "Ve'od." Not only that, kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma ish ve'isha. Just like a male and a female, sheken hurak kocham nizakin. Their koach by damages is diminished. Why is it diminished? Right? Rashi says on the next. It's actually on the next line. So let's keep going. So he says it's diminished. We'll come back to that. Why is it diminished? We'll come back to it. So the Gemara says, just like male and female, it's diminished by damages. Lo chalakta bo ben tam le muad. There's no difference between a tam and muad. Ben ubat, shi pakocham, a child, male or female, who are exempt from the damages. They're, yupakocham means they have a benefit in damages. Eino din shelo tachlok ben tam le muad is not all the more so. There's no difference between tam and muad. Meaning to say, Rashi explains, what does it mean, yupak kocham, that they have a benefit by damages? Echeresh, shoten, katan, chovel ben chayav, vehen shechavlu, peturim. If they cause damage to others, they're patur, cheresh, shoten, katan. So child also. So that's why you would say it's a kal v'chomer here, and therefore it should not be any difference between tam and muad. So the Gemara says, Amarta, v'chitan danin kal v'chomer lahachmir, kal mechamur lahachmir. Do we learn a more lenient from a chamur to be strict? Meaning, we're learning. Right, Rashi says, "Tam mi muad." We're learning tam from muad to be strict, to be machmir on the kal. Right, Rashi says, "Al hakal deneima ki hechid the chamur chayav kal nami chayav." Just like the chamur is chayav, so too the kal is chayav. How can you learn the chamur to the chayav to the kal? There's something that's more chamur is the muad. The more kal is the tam. How can you learn from the muad to the tam? So skipping the parentheses, the Gemara says, "Im amarta beish veisha." If you say by male and female, sheken chayavin b'mitzvot, they are liable. They're chayavin mitzvot, they're obligated mitzvot. Tomar v'ben v'bat shepturim in mitzvot. Will we say the same thing by a child who's exempt from mitzvot? We're not going to say the same thing. Tamu lomar. That's why we need the pasuk oven igach ovat igach negicha betam negicha b'muad to teach us an additional this connection between being nogeach goring by a tam and goring by muad to teach you negicha lemita, negicha lenizakin, that goring for death and goring for damages would be one and the same. Meaning, Rashi says, igach, igach, trezim ne. It says igach two times on the pasuk. O ben igach, o bat igach. Why twice? The riba lehen negicha lemuad ultam, the mita lenizakin, to teach you for both tam and muad, for damages and for death, they're both one and the same. It's coming to add for both of them, that we would say, in this case, that whether you killed a child or an adult, the person would be liable. Whether it's a tam or mu'ad that killed, doesn't make a difference. New Mishnah on 44a. Shor shahaya mitchakech bakotel. If an ox was rubbing its back on the wall of a building, let's say, v'nafal al ha'adam, and that wall fell on a person, nitkaven laharog ad ha'be'ema, or he had intention to kill an animal, v'harag ad ha'adam, and he killed a person. L'knani, to a goy, v'harag ben Yisrael. And he ended up killing a Jew. He wanted to kill a baby that's not going to live. It wasn't going to end up living. And he killed a baby that was going to live. Patur. All of those cases, he's exempt. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Patur mimita v'chayev bakofer. You are exempt from death penalty, but you're liable to pay the kofer payment. V'rav Amar Rav says, Patur mizeh u'mizeh. No, you're exempt from both of them. So v'amai, why is that the case? Hatamhu, it's a tam animal. Rashi says, "Afilu neman de darish im kofer hanimil muad shelo b'kamana v'itamu bechikuch ze." He's a calm animal. So how can you say you'd be liable? Well, how could you say you'd be liable for the kofer? So the Gemara says, "Kedamar Rav be muad lipol al bnei adam beborod." It's talking about a case of a muad animal to fall on people in pits, in a pit. Achanami so tovir be muad litchakech al bnei adam beketalim. It's talking about that he's muad to fall on walls that kill people. This is the type of animal. It's a very specific type of mu'ad that he falls down on walls and they kill people. So the Gemara says, Yachi, if that's the case, barkatlahu, this is a murderer. It's a type of ox that's a mu'ad. How can you possibly even think that he wouldn't be liable for death, huh?
It had to happen 3 times.
Right, he's mu'ad to do that. He's mu'ad and it happened more than three times or more that he fell on walls and it killed a person. So the Gemara says, Bishlam ahatam, it makes sense over there by the case of the pit that there's a mu'ad animal that falls on people in the pit. The chaze yaroka u'nefal. The animal goes and sees right at the tip of the pit, he sees some green, some grass and green sticking out. He goes to try to pick some and eat some, and he falls in and kills the person inside. Ah, alehacha, ma'ikal ameru. But over here, how can you say it's possible that it's not intentional? Where do you find a case it's not intentional? He's leaning on the wall, and it happens to be a person behind him, and he kills him. How is it not intentional? So, hacha nami, b'mitchakech kotel l'hanato. Oh, it's talking about he's scratching his back on the wall for his benefit, for his pleasure, because he has a back itch. And that's what's happening. That's not intentional. How do you know what the intention of the animal is? You see an animal rubbing its back on the wall. How do you know what its intention is? You ask him, how do you figure it out? So the Gemara says, "De batar de nafal kamin chakechbe." Even after the wall falls, it continues to scratch its back on the wall. So what else could it be doing? It's scratching its back. And that's the idea. Okay, flipping the amut. Vakati, the Gemara says, tzorot ninu. It's still considered tzorot, right? Chatzit tzorot, what do we say by tzorot? Tzorot is whenever someone walks in the street, he steps on a pebble, the pebble shoots out and breaks something. So we say, you pay chatzit nezek. Chatzit nezek tzorot. So this is the same thing. It's not direct damage. What's the case over here? The case is that he's leaning on a wall, and the animal knocks down the wall, and the wall kills a person. That's not direct damage. So how can you say it's direct damage? So when I said, Amar Rav Mari, Berei de Rav Kana, de Ka'azil Minei Minei. No, the wall keeps going, because he keeps leaning on it, and it keeps going down, and he doesn't like, oh, now it's fall, the animal stops. He keeps leaning back on it until the wall completely falls, and he's literally on the person, so it's like direct damage from the animal itself. But that's not considered Kavana to kill. So the Gemara says, Tanya kavate de Shmuel utiyufta de Rav. Let's say a brayta like Shmuel and a contradiction on Rav. Yesh chayav b'mita u'kofer. There's someone who's liable for death and kofer. Yesh chayav b'kofer u'patur mita. Someone's liable for kofer but exempt from death. Yesh chayav b'mita u'patur mina kofer. Someone's liable for death and exempt from kofer. V'yesh patur mizeh u'mizeh. And there are some that are exempt from both. Haketzad. How is it so? Mu'ad b'kavana. If he's mu'ad and intentional trying to kill, chayav b'mita u'kofer. He's liable to both. Mu'ad shelo bekavana, if he's mu'ad without intention, chayav bekofer upatur mimita, he's liable for the kofer, but he's exempt from death because it wasn't kavana. Tam bekavana, if he's a calm animal with kavana, chayav mimita upatur mikofer, he's liable to death and exempt from kofer payment. Tam shelo bekavana, and if he's calm without kavana, patur mizeh u'mizeh, he'd be exempt from both. But nizakin shelo bekavana, and the damages without, if it wasn't intentional. If it wasn't death, you just damage. Rivida mechayev. Rivida says you're liable to pay. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says you're exempt. Ma'itamad Rabbi Yehuda. What was the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? Yalif mikofer. He learns it from kofer. Ma kofro shelo b'kavana chayav. Just like kofar payment, without kavana you'd be liable. Af nizakin nami shelo b'kavana chayav. So too damages without intention you'd be liable. So Rabbi Shimon, yalif, what does Rabbi Shimon say? Yalef mikitle the shore. He learns from the death of the ox. Ma kitle shel kitale shelo b'kavana patur. Just like his death, his killing without intention, he's exempt. Af nizakin shelo b'kavana patur. So too damages caused by the ox that are not intentional, you'd be exempt. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda nami nelef miketale. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn from that source? So danin tashlumin mitashlumin. We learn out payment from payment. Ve'in danin tashlumin mitam. We're not going to learn out payment from a case of death, which is the ox. Rabbi Shimon nami nelef mikofar. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, why don't you learn from payment? Learn from the kofar payment. So danin chiyuvei deshor mechiyuvei deshor. We learn the liability of an ox from another case of liability of an ox. La'puke kofar de chiyuvei de ba'alimu. That's coming to exclude the kofar payment. That is the liability of the owner and not the ox itself. Then we said in the Mishnah, "Nitkaven laharoge da behema v'harage da adam patur v'chuli patur." Then we said, if you had intention to kill a person, to kill an animal and kill a person, you'd be exempt. Ha! But if nitkaven laharoge ze v'harage ze chayav, if you had intention to kill this one and you actually killed that same species, that same one, you'd be chayav, you'd be liable. So the Gemara says, "Matnitin delok Rabbi Shimon." The Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya's Baraita says, "Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu nitkaven laharog etzeh v'harag etzeh patur. Even if you had intention to kill, let's say, the animal, and you killed the animal, you would be exempt. You killed, let's say, a different animal, but same species, you'd be exempt. My Tama Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason, Rabbi Shimon? The Amarka the pasuk says, "Hashor yisakel v'gam be'alav yumat." The ox gets stoned, and also the owner gets put to death. So kemitata be'alim kach mitata shor. Just like the death of the owner, so too is the death of the ox. Ma be'alim ad mechaven le. Just like the owner, you only put him to death if he had intention. Af shor nami ad mechaven. So to the ox, only ad mechaven le, until he has intention. U'ba'alim gufay min alan. How do we know by the case of an owner? So the Amarka, the pasuk says, Arav lo, v'kam alav. It says he planned to, he planned to attack him, and he did. Ad shit kaven lo, until he has intention for that person, and that's how he'd be liable. Okay, v'rabbanan, what do they say? Hai v'arav lo. My Avdilei, what do they say about the pasuk that he ambushed him? So Amri, the very Bianai, prad lezorek even lego. It's coming to exclude someone who throws a stone into a group of people. There's a group of people standing. That is a very interesting case. He throws a stone and it hits one of them and kills them. So, hechidame, what's the case? Let's say there's 9 goyim and one of them was, one person was Jewish and he threw the stone. So typically, derubak nanim ninu. We don't know who killed. So why don't we just say the majority are goyim? Or inami, so the Gemara is answering, you could just explain that the majority are goyim. Or inami, maybe you can say palga upalga. Okay, maybe it's talking about a case of, no, it was half Jews, half goyim. So the Gemara says, safek nefasho la'akel. When you have a safek by death penalty, we always rule leniently. We don't put someone to death if we have a doubt. So you can't put him to death for throwing a stone if it was half Jews, half goyim. So what's the case? There were 9 Jews and 1 goy. Even though the majority were Jews, since there was 1 goy, that's considered like a set. And since they're set, there's a concept, anytime you have something set, it's like split 50-50. And therefore, it becomes half and half again. And therefore, it's considered a doubt in a case of a murder case, in the case of death penalty, and therefore we'd rule leniently. Only case where you'd say he'd be put to death is if they're all Jews. Okay, new Mishnah. Yes, exactly. We'll get there in Chulin. Shor ha'isha v'shor ha'yetomim, the ox of a woman, ox of an orphan, shor ha'apotervos, or ox of administrator, shor ha'midbar, ox of ownerless, someone outside out in the desert, shor ha'kadesh, an ox of a hekdesh, shor hagersh ein shemet ve'en lo yorshin, or an ox of a convert that died that doesn't have any inheritors. Hare elu chayavin mita, they're all liable to death if they killed. Rabbi Yehuda says, shor hamidbar, the ox of the midbar, shor hekdesh and shor of the hekdesh, shor hagersh shemet and the ox of a convert that died, piturimina mita, they're all exempt from death, those three, the fisha ein lahem be'alim, because they don't have an owner. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a Braita. Shor, it says shor 7 times. Shiva, why 7? Lahavi, shor ha'isha, shor ha'yetomim, shor ha'potropos, shor ha'midbar, shor ha'kdesh, shor shaget, shor ha'ger, shemet, ve'en lo yorshin, all of the cases in the Mishnah. There's 1, and then 6 more to teach us those 6 extra, or to teach you that they would be liable to death. if they killed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaKdesh, Shor Ger, Shemen, Ve'en LaYorshim, Peturim Min HaMita, those three are exempt. L'fisha'en Lem Be'alim, because they're ownerless, they don't have an owner. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, Poter Haya Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Nagach, L'vasof Yikdish, Rabbi Yehuda would exempt, even if you gore, if the animal gored, and then you consecrated the animal. Nagach, L'vasof Yikdish, you gored, and then you made the animal ownerless. Mimai, how do we know that? Midekatani, from the fact that it said, Tarte, Shor HaMidbar, the Shor HaGer Shemet Ve'en LaYorshin. What's the connection? The Shor of the Midbar and the Shor of the convert. So Shor HaGer Shemet Ma'inihu. What's the convert of the, what's the ox of the convert that died? The Kevan the En LaYorshin Havaleh Shor Hefker. Since he doesn't have any inheritor, he's a convert. It's like a new, when a person converts to Judaism, he becomes like a newborn baby. He's halakhically not related to anyone, even his parents. He's not, since they were, he was born not Jewish, now he's Jewish, he's not connected to anyone. He doesn't have inheritors. So therefore, his ox is considered ownerless. Hainu shor midbar, hainu shor ager, shemet ve'en l'yoshin. So what's the difference between shor midbar and the ox of a ger who doesn't have inheritors, who died? They're both ownerless. So ela lav, hakamashpan, let's come and teach us, afilu nagachul vasof yikdish, nagachul vasof yifkir, even if you gored and then he consecrated the animal, or if he gored and then he made the animal ownerless, shmamina, therefore it would count to do something like that, even after it gored. Tani Ramayachim, we have a brighter just like this, just to finish the Mishnah. Gemara. Yetzer al kenam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said more. Afilu nagach l'vasof yikdish, even if he gored and then you consecrated it. Nagach l'vasof yifkir, patur. You gored and then he made it ownerless. He would be exempt the animal. Why? Shneimar vehu ad bivala vehemit vegomer. What does that mean? Ad shetem mita vehamada bedin shavin keechad. Until the death and the standing in front of the Beit Din are considered one. So the Gemara says, "Gemar din lo bainan." You don't need a Gemar din, the finishing of judgment in the Beit Din, to say that this ox killed this person. You'd be liable. You don't need the finishing din. So the Gemara says, "V'hashor haniska, hashor yisakel." The pasuk says the ox should be stoned. If an ox kills a person, we put the ox to death. So Gemar dinu, that's a finishing din that they go to the court of the Jewish people, the Beit Din, and they testify. And they say that this ox killed this person, then they put him to death when there's a finished judgment. So you see that you need a finished judgment. So the Gemara fixes its answer. Ela'ema, ad shetem mitav ha'amada bedin, ugmar din shavin ke'echad. You need three things. Death, standing in the Beit Din, and the finishing of judgment, all to be one of the same, excluding a case of, let's say, the ox gored and killed, and then you made it consecrated. That's not one and the same. It's not a consecrated ox when it killed. And now it is, so therefore that would be exempt. Okay, we'll stop there for tonight. We'll do a 1-minute recap.